Charles Rambo and his wife, Susan, reenact the day Rambo discovered that his family had KKK roots.
My mother offered me a robe.
Here, Chuck. You can have this for rags.
Why would I tear up a nice choir robe?
It's not a choir robe.
If it's not a choir robe, what is it?
It's a Ku Klux Klan initiation robe.
How in the world would you get a Ku Klux Klan initiation robe?
Big paws look the other way. It was in your grandfather's attic when we sold the house in 1957.
Where in the world would they get a Ku Klux Klan robe?
Well, Grandma and Grandpa were members of the Klan.
After that day, Charles Rambo, the Sturgis history teacher, made it his life's work to search out the truth of the Black Hills Klan.
The Klan's target, basically, were Catholics. And anti-Jewish, and then you go down the line to anti-whatever you want to suggest.
Particularly Chinese.
Yeah, they were anti-Chinese, anti-Japanese also, this being the 1920s.
He says indigenous people were not targets in the 1920s in the hills. They weren't citizens for half the decade, and they didn't pose an economic or political threat. Rambo tells of a barber in Belle Fourche who hired a couple of assistants who were Catholic. The barber was pressured to get rid of his employees, but he refused.
In the middle of the night, somebody broke into his barbershop, completely gutted it, broke the mirrors, tore it apart entirely. He kept his barbers, even though he didn't have very much work for them to do for quite a little while.
Rambo says Catholic teachers in rural schools were targeted.
And they would receive notes in their mailbox, notes in their desk, messages on their chalkboards at school, wanting them to leave the community, that there should not be Catholics teaching their children.
And Rambo says although the crime was never solved, the KKK was suspected of murdering a Catholic priest, Father Arthur Belknap, in Lead on October 16, 1921. The KKK is known most for threatening people of African descent, but when the Klan had a significant presence in the hills, there were very few black people living here.
There were a couple of families living just over by Spearfish, and one of the last cross burnings occurred in 1927 to intimidate the two families and drive them out of the area. So yes, there was that sort of intimidation.
And did it work? Did the families leave?
The family stayed, thank God. It didn't work. It didn't drive them out.
Klan members in the hills often had responsible and respectable positions in other aspects of society. Charles Rambo's grandfather, Hugh Caden, was a county judge who owned Miniota Farm near Sturgis. The sculptor who created the Black Hills major tourist attraction had Klan ties.
Goodson Buglum was on the National Council of the Ku Klux Klan when he received the contract to begin building the Stone Mountain.
And Rambo says there were KKK fraternities at the School of Mines and at Black Hills State, or Spearfish Normal, as it was known in the 1920s. Rambo says the Mines fraternity held a cross burning on M Hill. The president of the college, a minister, criticized the fraternity, and Rambo says the KKK group retaliated.
And the fraternity, two nights later, dumped gasoline on the minister's lawn and doused his garage and threw a torch.
But the Ku Klux Klan did not operate without resistance. Rambo says School of Mines students followed the cross burning with a circle burning, a gesture indicating opposition to the Klan. He says soldiers at Fort Meade had a standoff with the Klan with shots fired. And in 1926, the people of Sturgis retaliated after the Klan held a torchlight parade on horseback.
Virtually everybody knew everybody else's horse. And so the people in Sturgis began to recognize who the Klansmen were. And many of the people began to boycott the Klan communities, the businesses, financial institutions.
Rambo says the Black Hills Klan dwindled out about the time the Great Depression hit the country. Today there are still occasional mild incidents. Klan information was distributed in the hills as recently as Easter Sunday this year, but it was a Missouri group's contact information on the literature. If the Ku Klux Klan still has a presence in the hills, Charles Rambo is not aware of it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.